Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Ron Dunn, who's president and CEO of Alliance Flooring. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Reason I wanted to talk to you is this week up in Nashville at the Opryland Hotel, you had your annual convention. So I thought it'd be good to get you on an interview right afterwards and let you give us the highlights.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Just for those people that may not be familiar, Alliance Flooring is a license agreement type organization. They have three core brands, Carpets Plus, Carpet Land, and Floorco. Is that right?
That's correct. And Color Tile in Carpets Plus and Carpet Land.
Okay, Color Tile. And it represents about 400 storefronts, is that right?
Yeah, we're 427.
Okay. So that number has not gone down since we've been in this tough economic times, the number of stores.
Well, unfortunately, it hadn't gone up. We actually have new sign-ups, but we've had a few store closings, and the number stayed a little bit, you know, right about equal.
Okay. All right. Well, that's probably still beating the odds.
Yeah.
One of the things I did talk to you, I was up there on Monday, and I did talk to you. You said that as things were, registration was coming along several months ago, as soon as you got your seminar series or your key things you were going to talk about out there where people could see them, people started signing up, and actually attendance was up this year, right?
It was, which we were real pleased. Of course, Surfaces attendance was down, and we were hearing from the mills that their shows were down, and we were hearing that some of the other groups were down, and you know, we were kind of bracing for the same ourselves, and it informed the hotel. But once we put out what our sessions and general sessions and the seminar topics were going to be on, attendance shot up, and we actually exceeded last year by 10%. You know, I think the reason for that is, you know, obviously, as a store owner, most guys are waking up at the middle of the night thinking about what they have to do to drive sales and business and get their income over their fixed costs. And you know, we have a summit format where it has real rubber meets the road type of things for business owners and running their business and driving their business. And we decided to take that approach even to our national convention. And the overall theme was how to lead your business during turbulent times. And it seemed to hit a chord that everybody wanted to come and hear all the sessions.
What was of all the things you did, what was the one that or one or two seminars that you gave that were well done?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of it was that we allowed our members to take the stage. We've got members that are doing very well even in this economy, and of course we see the numbers, so those are the ones we called and said, what are you doing, and are you willing to share it? So we had various panels, and they range from all aspects of running a retail business today, and it, you know, included, you know, what happens inside your store. There is still traffic in the store. You know, we get around that there was a consumer sighting somewhere, and one of our members said that was a surveillance tape from 6 months ago. and so, you know, certainly foot traffic is down coming into the stores, but it is there. And it's imperative that once you're inside the store that you close that customer. Industry averages that we've seen for last year was that the average closing rate inside the store is somewhere between 27 and 30%. Which means, you know, 7 out of 10 are walking away. If a store can increase that number by 10% or 20%, that brings their sales way back up again. So we talked a whole lot about the experience inside the store, taking a fresh look at that. And then, of course, it went to outside sales and what's referred to as guerrilla marketing, unconventional ways of driving business. So a lot was spent on that. We have a lot of members that are doing well with some rather unconventional methods. And then there was diversification, which is, make sure that you're not just, you know, doing the same thing, expecting different results. So, you know, diversify into insurance restoration business. We had a whole session on that, which was very enlightening. That's a whole other language to learn. It's a whole other sphere of understanding how to go after that segment of the market. But those who are doing it are doing really, really well at it. We put three of our members up there that are doing big numbers with it. You know, even in a small town, we have a guy doing $500,000 in business and insurance restoration. He just started 18 months ago. So we had a session on how to approach that. What do you need to know? What do you need to have inside your store? And how do you approach that market? And that was very beneficial. You know, probably one of the biggest ones was the segment on finances and cash flow and you know, a lot of our members don't lack hard work. They don't lack intelligence. They don't lack sales ability, marketing ability. But But as they've grown their businesses, and now during this cash flow crunch time, they're not necessarily that adept at how to manage that part of their business. And so we put a lot of work into that and had a panel that was of our members, along with our own CFO, that led that session. And that also was very helpful. You know, Warren Buffett, I think a while back, he said, when the tide goes out, you know who's swimming naked. And I think what's happened in this economy is that people are finding out that, you know, their finances weren't quite in line the way they should be. So we felt it was real important to address that. And it was, I know it was appreciated by the people that were there.
All right. Well, you mentioned increasing closing rates. You mentioned guerrilla marketing. I know you had one time during the meeting where you had people just write down a whole list of ideas, and I think you were going to call them together. When you start thinking about increasing store traffic, and hopefully I'm not asking a proprietary question or a secret that needs to stay within your group, but what are one or two things that the store can do to increase store traffic?
Well, you want to go out to where the customer is and figure out where that is in your town is part of it. And we identified 12 or 13 ways that they could identify where our customer is and where else they're shopping. One of just to give you an example of one of the things, if each owner of a store would sit back and say, okay, what else is my customer buying today? And then figure out how to market through those businesses as well and offer to market their businesses through you. So the furniture store, the jewelry store, the spa, the cabinet shops, things like that. Is there a way to do ladies' nights out and host an event that's educational and draws people in, but then also, will other businesses in your town endorse you as the floor covering store to go to as you endorse them as, their segment of the place to shop, and you do things within the store that actually enhance each other's business and exposure in the community?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, last year I know you had an economist that came and was a speaker. I remember asking you back, that was a year ago, I remember asking you, what he said when he said things were going to recover, and you told me that the picture he was painting a year ago wasn't rosy. You didn't have a speaker along those lines this year, did you?
Not specifically. We interviewed him as well as two other economists, and then the Wachovia people here in Atlanta and the Bank of America people here in Atlanta, and kind of took all that information and summarized that out to our members.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you had Tom Late. He was one of your speakers. I actually was able to sit through that one. I found it very interesting that he said that, one of the competitors for disposable income in the past were these flat-screen TVs, and that piece of the market was saturated. So that was a little bit of good news.
Yeah, I agree. As we listened to our owners, and we were amazed by really their optimism, their resolve to succeed, the fact that they're paying attention to the right things. But what we're hearing is that actually foot traffic is increasing a little bit, that as people are pulling in their horns, they're still investing in their homes.
Right.
They spend more time at home, they want their home to be nice, and so there is an investment in that remodel market.
Yeah, I was talking to John Pierce out in the Midwest, and he said, this whole theory of staycationing, people are going to spend more time in their home and therefore possibly spend a little bit of money keeping it, making it nice.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's certainly, it's true for my wife and I. It's true for our employees.
Yeah, it's true here, too. Well, before we end, I'm just about to run out of time, but if there's a retailer out there that's considering aligning themselves with a group, what sets you guys apart from the rest of them?
I think the networking that we do, we spend a lot of time on that. Our core belief is that the smartest person in the room is really the combined intellect of everybody and experience of everybody. And so that's what we try to do, is really pull from our members and identify who's doing well and share that information so that, as an owner, you're not having to reinvent the wheel on a lot of areas. Whatever the next step is for a business owner, somebody in our group has already taken that step and, perhaps made a mistake and redid it, and they're more than willing to share that information. So, networking is without question the strongest attribute that we offer as a group. It's a timely thing right now as well. Our exhibit hall was the compliments we got back from suppliers were strong. Vance Bell called us yesterday to thank us for what a great convention we have. And you know, as business owners, it's a tough time to invest in your, keep investing in your business when funds are down. But when you have a million or $2 million or $3 million business, you've got to keep, you know, putting new product out there. Customers are going to see it at Lowe's, they're going to see it at Home Depot, and so you've got to keep the floor fresh. And, you know, another advantage that we have is keeping the cost down annually to do that. We have a display system that makes the store look fantastic, and the cost to replenish those samples is minimal each year. This year, our members are spending less than $400 to get all the new upgrades for this coming year, and as well as a couple new displays and new products and new specials racks and things like that. So there's cost savings even at times of the year like this when you're putting new displays in.
Well, we are about to run out of time. Ron, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. I know you had a great convention, and I want to make sure that we shine the spotlight on it. So we've been talking to Ron Dunn, who's president and CEO of Alliance Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.